It's just about time for the holidays, and I want you to know if you're going to be alone this year, you don't have to be. And I'm going to give you a few tips for getting through the day a little easier. So, let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name's Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button, and let's get going. All right, first up, let me just quickly tell you, we have some exciting things planned for you for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the rest of the year. So let me just fill you in. Take a look. Don't spend the holidays alone this year. Spend the holidays with your spanily. Here are our online gatherings and get-togethers for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. On Christmas Eve, 5 p.m. Central Time, Lise will be on Life Makeover TV live. And at 6 p.m. Central Time, Colleen will have a Christmas Eve Spanily Hangout drop-in session on Zoom. 9 p.m. Central Time, Misty will also have a Zoom Hangout. On Christmas Day, at 5 p.m. Central, Lise will be live on Life Makeover TV. At 6 p.m. Central, Colleen will offer another Spanily Hangout. And at 9 p.m. Central Time, Misty Dawn will do a live stream on Life Makeover TV. On New Year's Eve, at 7 p.m., Colleen will hold the Spanily New Year's Eve Party. At 8:30 p.m., Lise will offer a live stream on Life Makeover TV. And at 10 p.m., Misty will help you ring in the new year with the Spanily on Zoom. And I will make an appearance as often as I can. There are links in the description. Make sure you check those out and we'll see you there. So how do you deal with the holiday if you don't have family in town? If you've gone no contact and this is your first time around, take a look.
So if you're spending Christmas alone, there are a few things you have to think about. Obviously, it's not the best thing. Most people prefer to spend Christmas with someone. If it's just you and your kids, you can still have a good time. Even if it's just you all by yourself, you can have a wonderful day. It might feel a little weird, but you have to remember a couple of things. Number one, Christmas is just another day. And number two, there's nothing set in stone that says you must do X, Y, Z on Christmas Day. It's natural that you're gonna feel a little bit different, a few mixed emotions along the way, right? But what I want you to focus on is your independence and your freedom. So here's the first option. Wear pajamas all day. Maybe you even want to run out today and get a new pair of pajamas just to help yourself feel a little cozier that day. Maybe you want to wear something sexy or something comfy. Maybe you want to watch a marathon all day of your favorite movies or binge watch something good on Netflix. Have you seen Orange is the New Black yet? It's pretty interesting. Maybe there's a series you've been trying to watch on TV, Breaking Bad or 24 or something like that. You want to watch it all the way through on Christmas Day. Of course, if movies aren't your thing, you can always read a book or listen to one from audible.com. Make yourself some good cookies. Just enjoy spending the day relaxing and taking care of yourself, or just vegging out. Speaking of taking care of yourself, maybe you want to paint your nails, or you want to give yourself a good pedicure, or wouldn't today be a perfect day to have a good facial? Get yourself some chocolate, or have a nice glass of wine. Do something different. Do something unexpected. Do something that feels good to you. Another great way to spend Christmas alone is to focus on your creative genius. So maybe you want to write a story or a book. Or maybe you want to learn how to knit, or you have already learned how to knit and you want to knit like 27 scarves. Today's a perfect day for it. Maybe you want to paint something beautiful. Do something creative and make it all about you. Maybe you want to cook something good, or you want to try a new cookie recipe, or make snowflakes out of paper or tissues. Try making a green smoothie for the first time. I don't really like smoothies. I prefer juice myself, but a green juice maybe. Whatever you do, just try something different. Be creative. Let your genius out. You want to start a YouTube channel today, huh? It's not a bad idea. Today might also be a good day for you to write some notes to people you love and haven't seen in a long time. Write them by hand. Why not? Maybe you can even go for a walk in your neighborhood. And hey, if you really don't want to be by yourself, you can always check in at a local soup kitchen and volunteer and help people who are less fortunate than yourself.
How do you deal with the holiday if you've gone no contact and you just don't know how to deal with having a regular holiday? Take a look. Taking hold of the current moment can really help you create some of the most memorable, cherished, and exciting times you'll ever have. If you find yourself unfocused or feeling stressed out, ask yourself, what am I thinking about now? When you're aware of whatever it is that's going on in your head, you're going to keep yourself from focusing on something that happened last week or something you're worried about that could happen next week. Stay in the present with your thoughts. Next up, just remember that it's Christmas. If you're trying to focus on anything at all, focus on that today. Whatever is here in front of you deserves your full attention. And my friend, if it doesn't, change what you're doing Number 3, remember that staying in the moment allows you to really gather all your efforts into one place and unleash them into what you're engaged in right now. Whether you're in a house full of people or you're all by yourself, Christmas Day can be a wonderful day for you. Make sure to be the best at what you're doing today, even if it's just celebrating. Number 4, don't forget that this moment is not going to come around again. As the clock ticks by on Christmas Day, so does time. So this is a great day to ask yourself, what is my plan in this life? Am I doing anything to achieve it? At this point now, my friend, you can contribute more to your own existence in some big ways. Make your life better, more tantalizing, interesting. Don't forget that getting a good grasp on this moment is going to take some effort on your part, but I promise you the rewards are going to be worth it. Pay attention to what's happening around you and remember that even if it's Christmas or any other day, you can live every moment to its fullest. The feelings and experiences you gain are going to make your life so much spicier and more special. Remember this, each day is a new life, so seize it, live it, and be in the moment every day, even on Christmas. And what do you do if you're stuck with a narcissist on a holiday? Take a look.
You have to remember who you're dealing with here. A narcissist doesn't act like anything other than a narcissist. If you expect him to act like anything else, you're just going to be setting yourself up for disappointment. Try not to take anything personally. And if the narcissist says or does things that upset you around the holidays, try this one word. Interesting. Gray rock. Don't give them a single minute of your anxiety or stress if you can avoid it. At least don't let them see it. If you must deal with a narcissist on this holiday, remember the gray rock. Remember to say, interesting. Instead of, what do you mean, la 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 la? No, don't give them one bit of your anxiety, okay? That's what they want. They want attention. If you avoid giving them the attention they're seeking, they might just leave you alone or at least stop the current tactic and try something different. I know how easy it is to be triggered by a narcissist anytime. It's especially true on the holiday. Remember that when we're engaging with a narcissist, we're making ourselves vulnerable to them, to their ability to turn everything around on us, to their ability to make us the bad guy, the smear campaign, the whole nine yards. And you know that a narcissist does not have any ability to censor their behavior. They play low and they use everything they can against us. They find the spot on you that hurts the worst and they poke it. So this year, don't give them that pleasure. Remember, if the narcissist thinks they're not getting what they want, they're not getting the attention they need, what is their other option? Well, they can walk away. Maybe that'd be nice, right? Or they will turn up the charm and try to impress you and make you excited and happy about them again. If they know they have nothing to gain, there's no financial or material or other sort of gain in the deal, they want to dazzle people with their other side. Of course they do this to make us look delusional, but as long as they are behaving themselves, your holiday might be a little easier.
One last thing, don't forget to skip the Hoover on the holiday. Take a look at this and stay strong, my friend.
So what is hoovering anyway? Just for those of you who don't know, the hoovering technique was named after the famous vacuum cleaner, as you might have suspected. And it's one of the many common manipulation tactics used by narcissists. It's basically when a narcissist sucks you back into the relationship after they've gone no contact or after they have discarded you, whether that was intentional or otherwise. And often after you have chosen to go no contact. They suck you back into the relationship or some version of it. It often begins innocently enough, sort of subtly, but it always happens with just one target, and that is to regain control of you in the relationship. Whether it's because they want you to be their backup supply, or it's because they want you to remain as their permanent primary supply. Hoovering usually begins after the devalue and the discard phases, when the silent treatment stops giving the narcissist pleasure, and when they're ready for more. More of that supply that you've been so good at giving them for all these months or years. Or it'll start when the narcissist knows that you're left or you're leaving and they fear that you won't return because they like your supply. The thing is, it's especially prominent on the holidays because people are lonely. Not just narcissists reach out to old exes on the holidays, my friend. The idea is that the narcissist needs to reestablish contact with you in order to re-engage you for the narcissistic supply that you've been so good at providing all this time. This is a dangerous tactic, my friend, because once the narcissist gets their foot in the door, you often find yourself being love-bombed and hearing promises of brighter days ahead, everything's gonna be awesome, but just like poor Charlie Brown, you're bound to fall again. So how are you going to deal with a narcissist hoovering today? If you're still stuck in that relationship, might as well just let it happen, but keep some safeguards in place. So first of all, don't take the bait, because if you do, you might end up allowing the narcissist to cross your boundaries, and you'll end up settling for less than you really deserve in the long run. Plus, you don't want to allow yourself to start doing the things that you wouldn't normally do in order to please the narcissist again, and you don't want to stop taking care of yourself in favor of the narcissist's needs. Most importantly, you don't want to give up your own independence. But in general, if we're talking about regular hoovering where they're trying to suck you back in on a holiday, let's go with this, all right? The first thing you need to do is make sure that your boundaries are firmly in place. Don't let them be changed or broken during the holidays. It is too easy to give in right now, right? Because we're all feeling kind of lonely. Don't do it. Number two, if you've put safeguards in place or consequences in place due to the narcissist's bad decisions, keep those in place even and especially during hoovering, especially during the holidays. Know that this phase is going to end. Know that you're going to be back to normal with the narcissist at some point. This is just a temporary attempt the narcissist is making to suck you back in. Don't believe me? Look at the narcissist's previous patterns in your own relationship or the relationships they've had with other people in the past. Next up, make a special effort to maintain your healthy activities and relationships, and even increase in your engagement with those things, anything healthy in your life, especially during the holidays. This will help to strengthen your recovery efforts, and it'll help you stay on track with no contact during the holidays. A lot of times, we kind of let the narcissist hoover us to bargain with us, right? We will try to create positive change in our relationships because right now, they're trying to get us back, so they're acting nice and sweet and kind. So we'll be like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll consider it, but you have to do XYZ first, or I have to see that you're trying, I have to see this or that or the other thing. And we think that because the narcissist seems so receptive, they seem so on top of stuff, they seem like they're so, yes, anything you want, I'll do that thing, or at least more so than usual, well, our requests seem like they're going to be heard, but they're not. You got to understand, most of the time, any change that is created during a hoovering phase, holiday or otherwise, is going to be short-lived. You're only going to be setting yourself up for disappointment in that situation. You have to keep in mind that as big of a jerk as the narcissist can be, they are a person with a personality disorder. They are a person with a personality disorder and mood swings, and they're rapidly swinging here and there and the everywhere, rapidly changing ideas, all part of that thing. So you don't want to allow their personality disorder to fool you. You have to remember what they really are. Even if part of them really wants to create those changes and they really seem honest, it will not continue to stay safe for you. It will eventually roll right back to where you were when you didn't want to be with them in the first place. Next up, remember that knowledge is power. Educate yourself on NPD. You're doing that right now. Make an effort to understand what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with, because understanding does lead to overcoming. Next, don't allow yourself to depend on the narcissist emotionally at all, especially during the holidays. They will disappoint you every single time, especially when it matters the most. The hoovering phase can and will cloud your judgment, and you might even end up setting yourself up for some real emotional devastation if you allow the narcissist to lull you into that false sense of security and intimacy. Don't let it happen to you.
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, how are you going to spend the holidays this year? What are you going to do different than you did last year? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I just want to offer a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. Thank you so much for being part of my mission to help our survivor community discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means so much to me, and I know it means so much to everyone else too. So thank you so much. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pirlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Miss Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Christy, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.